This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Roy Blunt Jr., and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, thanks everybody. In just a minute, Carl waxes poetic about the week's news in another round of the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. Of course, the number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, a former speechwriter for the Bush White House, has revealed to Newsweek that the Axis of Evil, of course, the famous grouping of Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as enemies of the U.S., that they were denounced in the 2002 State of the Union speech because, well, why? The Axis of Evil.
Because it sounded good?
Exactly right. According to Michael Gerson, now a contributor to Newsweek, the White House was worried that the 2002 State of the Union speech might lead people to think that the administration was way too obsessed with Iraq. Why would anybody think that? Besides, earlier versions of the speech with Iraq as the radius of evil or the spoke of iniquity just didn't have that, you know, geopolitical flair. So according to Gerson, Condoleezza Rice told the president to also denounce Iran and North Korea. And Mr. Gerson also says that President Bush liked the term Axis of Evil because it reminded him of President Reagan's evil empire.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Dart.
Yeah.
But Iraq was sort of obviously the breakout star, sort of like the, right?
Yeah, it was
like
sort
the
of like
Beyonce. Of
the Beyonce. Yeah, yeah. You know. Uh-huh. Mo, heartbreaking news. According to a new discovery, it turns out that someone might have had a shallow forehead, pointed chin, thin lips, and a sharp nose. What purportedly great beauty was probably best known in real life for her nice personality.
Mm. It's Cleopatra.
It is Cleopatra, yes. She seduced both Julius Caesar and Mark Antony, right? Great beauty, amazing seductress, right? Maybe not. Examination of an ancient coin found in a collection in England depicting the Egyptian queen shows that even on money, usually a pretty flattering venue, right? She's not much of a looker. On the other side, Mark Antony is pictured over the slogan Rideo Risi Risum, which roughly translated means, hey, she makes me laugh.
She just said really bad work done.
You think so? That's it?
I'll bet in those days that, you know, in the tabloids, she and Antony were referred to as Antipatra.
Yeah.
She and Caesar would have been
Do you think
Cleolius.
Yeah. Do you think whenever they went out, they were a little like paparazzi carving them really quickly into stone? Following down the street with a stylus and granite. Going, Roxanne, the Nigerians behind those email scams that have fooled Americans into sending money have been forced to find new venues for their swindles. For instance, they're now offering to sell exotic dog breeds for just the cost of shipping. Well, a San Diego TV station called one of those scammers wanting proof that the puppies were real, so the person on the other end of the line responded by doing what?
Barking.
Right. Like this, like other Nigerian scams, this one just sounds too good to be true. You supposedly get a $1,000 Maltese or Bichon Frise for just the cost of shipping. Well, 10 News Channel in San Diego rang up one of those puppy sellers in Lagos and demanded proof of healthy dogs. And the guy was like, oh, 1 second. Woof, 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 woof. And the reporter said, was that a Maltese? Hey, that sounds like you.
I can do a cat. That's all I can.
I can do Siamese. I can do Siamese.
Let's hear you do Siamese.
Because they have lower voices, and my son can do a hiss better than anybody else. He does, like whenever he's mad at me, he doesn't like do anything. He looks at me and he hisses.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. He does this great. Yeah.
My daughters are like that. They, for example, whenever they get mad, they wreck my furniture. So, so cute.
I used to be able to do a great camel, but I just blew out my upper register.
Really?
And all I do, it starts out way up here and it comes all the way down. I can do the lower part goes like this. It won't, and, but you had to start out really high and come all the way down. And it gets down to something like this. Ruff, 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 ruff. Ruff, 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 ruff.